Blog Talk Radio.
From New York to the world, Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Will people learn from their mistakes? Isn't that one of the key phrases in life? I mean, you hear that from when you're young. You know, you hear it from your parents, hopefully. You hear it from those who care about you, who want to help you. People have to learn from their mistakes. Very important. If you don't learn from your mistakes, then you stay in the same rut that you're in. And many a times, it ruined your whole life. You know, how about the people who commit crime? And how many of them don't learn from their mistakes? Now, we're not talking about the people who are brain damaged or who may, you know, cannot comprehend or grasp. We're talking about people that have the full capacity to comprehend and understand. So many of those people are politicians. I mean, the politicians stand by. They see all these things happening. This horrible thing that happened with George Floyd recently. How many years has this stuff been going on? You know? I mean, it goes all the way back to Martin Luther King and before idea. And the politicians have really done nothing to try and stop it. You know, I heard yesterday on the Reuters news, Mr. Obama made a statement, president, that every mayor should review the rules that the cops have to go by. Well, obviously, those rules are not doing the job. It's not enough to just review them. Change them. Do something about it. You know, learn from your mistakes. What rules have been put into place that weren't there that should have prevented Mr. Floyd from being murdered the way he was? See? What good are those rules? They didn't prevent that horrible crime and all the others that have been assaulted and killed because of people who have misconceptions in their mind, in their heart of a black person. Stupidity, ignorance, evil, devil. That's the thoughts of the devil that puts the evil in a person to think that way. You know, so that's a big challenge to overcome that so that you don't carry that with you. And the politicians, we hope and pray that they will learn from their mistakes and everybody else, of course. But the politicians are responsible for the safety of all of us. They were responsible for George's safety. You know, for the politicians of that town, of that Minneapolis, who allowed those guys to become cops and abuse somebody like that and kill them. Whoever put them out, whoever didn't pick up something about them or you know, maybe something's not right or, you know, They're responsible. They made a mistake. That's how I look at it. They made a mistake putting those guys on the police force. Now, what are they going to do? Are they going to learn from that mistake? Or are they just going to let the same old policies linger in there? See, that's the key here. When something doesn't work, you've got to change it. And that's where the politicians have a lot of trouble. You know, most politicians, first of all, are older. They're set in their ways. They don't want to hear any other way. You know, you got to be flexible. You got to be willing to learn. You got to be willing to look at new things. You got to be willing to take a risk sometimes. That's why I think Mr. Trump made a good move threatening to bring out the military. I think it helped a lot. I'm not for the military. I don't like violence. But sometimes you got to stretch it a little bit, you know, and the president has the job of protecting this country, and this country translates into different cities and people who have a right to walk on the street and be safe. And it's not safe when you got people out there smashing windows and grabbing whatever they can, you know. So whether you agree with Mr. Trump or not, you know, in his way, he's trying, or you know, to protect us with what he has. You got to give the man credit for that. And I heard the Mandela Foundation criticize Mr. Trump. You know, somebody said to me that they don't believe that Nelson Mandela would have criticized him for bringing, threatening to bring out the military. But now, what has this foundation done? You know, I don't know anything about them. But obviously, they haven't done anything to correct the situation and get rid of the people who hate in the police department, in the municipalities and all that. What have they done? I mean, what are they doing? Are they going to reach out now and help all these black people whose business may have been destroyed or damaged by other black people? I don't know. I would hope that they will, that they do. You know, because that's what they should do. And I'm glad that they're opposed to violence, but sometimes you got to take a stand. You know, you can't let people run all over you and destroy things and disrespect law and order. Because if you let that happen, you might as well go to Hong Kong. You know, that's what it's about over there. The Chinese trying to, you know, taking over everything and harassing people and making, passing laws that stands for harassment and gives people trouble. So those who criticize Mr. Trump, what is your solution? We gave the solution last night, what we believe, to people who make mistakes. Hopefully they'll learn, all right? And for those of you who didn't hear it, we recommended that trained dogs be brought in when a person is applying to be a police officer, and a dog that can pick up hatred emotions, you know? And once that hatred emotion is picked up, a further investigation should be indicated. The person should be entitled to a hearing. You know, the person should have rights. But maybe there's something there that the human counselor missed that the dog won't miss, because the dogs can see inside of a person. They know what's going on inside of a person. They can sense it. Reminds me of the story. Well, maybe I'll tell that story when we come back. I'll take a break and remind people, inner sight around the world. Hopefully we'll get an engineer on board. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about how people should learn from their mistakes. Very important. Brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out. Big East. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. There's one on the website there, a Yogi. Gee, I hope Yogi's all right. That was the latest one that I heard about that was very, very undernourished. All right. 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. All right. Around the world. All the beautiful children. Take care of them. Watch over them. Love them. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Avante Oquindo, Corey Foster, and little Tommy. Look at all the mistakes that were made there, and worse. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. That's our Inner Sight reminder to the world. Around the world, Inner Sight Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here local in Suffolk County, New York. And 631-880-7929, Information Center, Advocates, Social Security, if you've been denied that or you need that. Any kind of legislation you want to know about pertaining to the disabled. If they don't have it, they could probably find out about it. You know, that info. Silo. Check them out. 631-880-7929. Some of our friends, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and the GoodMojoPrinters.com. All right. Nobody Starved on Long Island, another good program. Gary, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. Now remember, he operates on donations, so ask him. You know, don't just assume, because it's been very hard lately to get donations. All right. Inner Sight reminds you. And Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Pull over there. Go over and have a nice time. I don't know if they're open yet. You want to call them? 516-798-1555. 516 area. 798-1555. Baccaro's, where we honored the great advocate Joe Arion last year on his birthday. Yes, around the world, Inner Sight. And we are deeply saddened, and the deepest condolences for George Floyd. Today was the memorial for him in Minneapolis, and I mean, just a horrible thing. You know, it's the same when a priest violates someone. And especially a young child, you know, you put your trust in that person. You believe that person stands for something, that they will never violate and hurt anyone. That's the way it's supposed to be with a police officer. You put your trust in that cop. You know, that badge stands for something. You know, that trust is violated. That's a serious mistake, or a series of mistakes, I should say, that a lot of people have made. So, yeah, getting back to the dogs and the value of them, as we pointed out last night, the dogs should be utilized in determining if someone has hateful thoughts inside of them, or, you know, aggressiveness in that way. And dogs are very perceptive. I remember a couple months ago walking down the street, and this woman was praising my dog and saying how beautiful she is. And we got to talking, and she told me that her dog saved her life in a very unusual way. You know, they knew that she had, or they thought she had a cancer. They couldn't find it. Had no idea where it was. So the dog was able to locate the cancer, and sure enough, the test showed that that's where it was. You know, it was in a hidden part of her body, and the dog kept nudging her there, you know, and then picked it up. So that's how perceptive dogs can be. Even a dog that isn't trained, how much more so if the dog is trained to pick these things up? So there you have it, world. Learn from the mistakes. Don't just keep the same old policies and the same old way of, ask a person a few questions and get the answers and then assume that person is not a hater. There should be more to it than that. I'm not at all familiar with how they determine, or if they determine at all, that people who become cops have a secret hatred toward black or minorities, you know. And by the way, that could include the disabled, too. Somebody said to me, and it's so true. So politicians, learn from your mistakes. Police chiefs, mayors, everybody, learn from these mistakes and institute policies that could overcome new policies, new ways of looking at it, new ways of investigating if a person carries hatred with them. That's what needs to be done. And I think every person who cares about life should be sending that message to the politicians and the police chiefs and the mayors and the governors and everybody else. You know, change these policies that have been there for years and years and years and obviously have not filtered out the hatred. There's something wrong with it. Now, how about the nursing homes? How recently we've learned about the mistakes happening over there. You know, when the authorities declare that visitors couldn't go in, loved ones, you know, and that limited the amount of aids that the person would have, the services, the people were going there to the nursing home, helping their loved ones or their relative. Then the staff people who would leave their job at night, go out, come back, and carry in the virus. Then they brought in people from the hospitals who may have been infected with the virus. Now look at all these mistakes that they've made. Now they had mostly everyone in a nursing home is on some kind of a program to try and get out or get an apartment. Some people can't get on that program because they don't meet the criteria, which to me is ridiculous. Because I think every person should be treated equal. Everyone. Now these programs are horrible. You know, they don't really help people the way they should. Because the money is controlled by the state. The state can pull back the money when they want. The state can cut the money. The state can decide that a person is too ill to be in their own home, and we can't provide all the help. You know, they could if they wanted to. So look at all the mistakes in there that they've made. And then look at the people that have died. The last count I heard was 30,000 in the nursing home. I'm sure that that's higher now from the COVID-19 business. Why? Because these politicians and these programs and these independent living centers, all of them, made a horrible mistake by leaving people in these nursing homes. They should have gotten them out. The governor should have activated these programs on an emergency basis and said, everybody gets out. You know, I'm instructing all real estate people to work on an emergency level apartments. I'm instructing the state legislator to bring about an emergency law of enforcement whereby an apartment must be made immediately accessible if the person needs that apartment and they can't get in. That's what needed to be done. Now, I'm not saying that none of those people would have perished or died anyway or gotten the virus, but I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot less chance that you're going to get the virus if you're in your own home than in a horrible nursing home where people are coming and going and the virus is brought in. Common sense. They would have been a lot safer in their own home. Look at the mistakes that the politicians made, that the nursing home owners made, the authorities, the state senators, the state assembly people did nothing to protect people from these horrible mistakes. Now, the big thing is now, will they learn from these mistakes? I'll tell you something. So far, they haven't. They still got those people in nursing homes. So far, they haven't learned a damn thing. That's the question, world. Will people learn from their mistakes? You know, horrible. A horrible situation when a person can be so intelligent, so to speak, go to school, have degrees, practice law, practice whatever, you know, medicine, and not learn from their mistakes. Look at what happened with the World Health Organization. Trump took away their funding. Rightfully so. Look at the mistake they made. World Health Organization. How come they didn't help keep the world healthy? They let the damn virus come out of China and spread all over the place. Or even if it was Europe, whatever, take your choice, and spread all over the place. A horrible mistake. And those people haven't learned from their mistake, as far as I know. They still are trying to work that World Health Organization. There you have it. Another big mistake, a horrible mistake. It cost people their lives. Cost people their livelihood and many, many other undesirable factors. So in a site around the world, sorry we don't have an engineer, but if you want to call in, leave a message on the InnerSight line, 631-224-3090 is the number. You can leave a message and we'll either put it in the show tomorrow night or we'll get it for Monday, mad or glad. Talking tonight about how people should learn from their mistakes. There's so many mistakes that people have made over the years, you know. And it's especially important to learn from your mistakes when you're training a service dog for somebody who's disabled or hearing impaired or blind. Very important. People make those mistakes all the time. And they don't, unfortunately, many of them don't learn. Some of them do learn. I mean, there is another side of the coin to this. Some people do learn. And we got to give them credit. But let's see how many are going to learn from the mistakes made by the whether they were made intentionally or not, mistakes by the police department in the horrible killing of George Floyd. All right, InnerSight, we're on television Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, InnerSight, and with all reruns right now until we can get back in the studio. Wednesday night at 11, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3, 123 on the Spirit Channel. So check it out. And if you want to be on the program, drop us an email. The email's been down, but we're hoping to get it back. InnerSight at PMPmail.com. That's PaulMaryPaulMail.com. PMPmail.com. No attachments, please. Attachments ruin our email. We get it by voice. You know, tell us why you'd like to be on the show. Either the podcast that you're listening to now or the cable. The video, leave a phone number so we can call you. InnerSight around the world. And let's see, Mondays is Mad or Glad, Tuesdays is Open Mic. Wednesday and Thursday we usually have different subjects. So, and then Friday, tomorrow night is the Funnies over here. Yeah, we'll have our usual gang, the Biting Buzzard. Oh, hello. Biting Buzzard. Louie usually drops in with his love drops. And whatever else we can dream up. You got to have some laughs in your life. All right, Inner Sight Live around the world. If you're a smart person, if you're intelligent, if you have common sense, you will learn from your mistakes. Dogs learn from their mistakes. The smart dog will learn from their mistake. Happens all the time. You know, I was kidding with someone about the World Health Organization. I said to them, I said, you know, me and my dog could have done better. You get the wild oil of oregano, the virus killer, and you train the dog to detect the virus. We could have done better than the World Health Organization. We would have closed up the country. So that's what should have been done. Learn from those mistakes. It's very important. Sometimes it costs someone their life. They don't learn from their mistake. Inner Sight reminds you, and we will continue to let people know that this system needs to change. Now, there's a lot of good people in the system, you know, who would like to do different things, who would like to learn from their mistakes and can't because the system won't let them. Many of those people over the years have lost their job because of it. Or they quit because their hands were tied in doing things that wasn't the right thing for the person that they were trying to help. So, you know, there's that side of the coin also that you got to look at and consider and acknowledge. But the people who don't learn from their mistakes are the people that we have to get out of these positions of authority because they don't belong there. If they're not willing to learn and to understand what's going on and how it, you know, and to institute change for the better, then they don't belong in those jobs. They don't belong in that office if they're politicians. And, of course, you know, you can vote them out. That's not much comfort, but the way the system works. All right, Inner Sight around the world, we apologize. No engineer. Don't know what happened to her, but hopefully, you know, we have the Inner Sight number if you want to call in, make a comment. Or even if you have a question, put it on the Inner Sight voicemail, and we will address it. 631-224-3090. Once again, 631-224-3090. And if you're on the line trying to get in, we apologize. I have no control over the phones at the moment. Hopefully in the future that'll change. But right now, it is what it is. All right. Around the world, and you know, even Inner Sight has to learn from mistakes. We tell other people to learn. We got to practice what we preach. We're willing to learn. We're open-minded. We're willing to sit down and listen to what the government and the agencies have to say. They don't want to listen to us. You know, we've reached out to them. We've been trying to get the service dog schools licensed now for how long? A couple of years already. So that if people do make mistakes, a person can have something to fall back on legally. You have to deal with a school that doesn't even have a license to train a dog when you're blind or disabled. That makes it 1,000 times harder for the disabled person. And that makes it a lot easier for people who are running those schools to make mistakes and not learn from their mistakes, not even look at their mistakes or consider that they made a mistake. See, when you have no law, that's what happens. You know, they just do what they're going to do. The person who needs the dog doesn't get it, and they don't realize, or they don't want to realize that they've maybe made a mistake. That's why they should be licensed. So you can have something to fall back on and say, hey, this person made a big mistake or doesn't want to acknowledge it. You know, and you have a right to bring in your proof to show how, why, when, and where, and all that. So there you have a situation who run these guide dog schools who don't even acknowledge their mistakes. How can they learn from them? They don't want to learn from them. If they did, they would change their ways. I remember a while back I went to a meeting at the VA, the Veterans, and I gave a speech, and I was talking about how many people who are veterans who have been denied service dogs. Nobody knew the number, or nobody wanted to say the number, one or the other. And then after I spoke, this other woman got up, nice lady, from the guide dog school. They made an appearance over there. And when she was asked about the licensing, now this was I don't know how many years ago, 2 years ago or more, or maybe longer, 3 years. She was asked about the licensing. She said, we're not licensed to train dogs, but we're looking into it. That was almost 4 years ago, world. You know where they got that from? We're looking into it. The politicians. Whenever a politician says we're looking into it, that means they're not going to do a damn thing. That's the phrase that gets them out of recognizing or acknowledging their mistakes. That's the phrase that stops them from learning from their mistakes. So there you have it, story. We got a lot of those true stories with Inner Sight. You know, we've been around a while. What, 1986, wasn't it? Yeah. 1986, we started Inner Sight. When the world was a little different. Still made mistakes. All right, I want to acknowledge all our friends who help us. We greatly appreciate Jimmy the Poet, Kennedy Realty. And by the way, Kennedy is 631-888-1186, a Suffolk Bus Corp. And I don't know if Silo is going to renew their advertising, but we'll have to try to find out. And, you know, over the years trying to, and keeping inner sight alive, as far as I know, this is the only program where a person can come out to the public and express themselves without having to be afraid. I want to thank Michelle Charlesworth from ABC News for believing in us and giving us that ABC News story. Good friend who cares about people. A person who learns from their mistake, from her mistakes. I can safely attest to that, knowing Michelle almost 20 years. All right, inner sight. Tomorrow night, the funnies. You want to come over here and say some funny things or stupid things or a couple of good laughs, you know, and we invite you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live on Inner Sight. We'll try to have an engineer so we can maybe get some musical backgrounds going on. Well, if you feel you made some mistakes in your life, don't feel bad. Everybody makes them. Acknowledge them. Learn from them. Learn how to do it better. Learn how to make a difference. You know, that's what should be done. If people don't learn from their mistakes, this world will not move forward. It won't move at all. And a lot of people will suffer because of it. So we urge the politicians, the people who train police officers, the people who want to be police officers, especially we think of them now because of what happened, to learn from the mistakes of others and do something to try to protect people from making those mistakes again. Very important. And as we urged last night, Mr. Trump, get the mayors together and the governors, police chiefs, and demand to know, what are you doing to change your policy? How what are you doing to ensure that something like this never happens again, what happened to Mr. Floyd? That's what needs to be done. That should be emphasized. I think if Mr. Trump would do that, would reach out to those people, that he would gain a lot of respect from all communities, including the minority. So we urge him to do so. We urge the governors and the mayors and the police chiefs to do so. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening, and hope you'll join us tomorrow night for the funnies. We're going to, I'm going to say some funny stuff. We'll have a skit by Lauren Hardy tomorrow night. Some crazy stuff, I don't know. Well, I don't want to give it away, but, you know. Lauren Hardy, tomorrow night, from the old-time comedy, brought in to the modern day. Okay? Imagine Lauren Hardy as wheelchair designers. Wouldn't that be funny? I think that would be funny. you know. And Hardy would have to try to fit in the seat of the wheelchair. You know, something like that would be funny. And Laurel is trying to squeeze him in there. I'm going to squeeze Mr. Hardy. He's in no position to squeeze me. Why, he couldn't even get his arms around you. Or I should say, you can't get your arms around him. That's more like it. All right, Inner Sight around the world. I don't know what time it is. I have no access to the clock. Where's my clock? Stand by. I gotta go off the air for a few seconds. Stand by. All right, sorry about that. We got a few minutes left. And 8:48, I believe, is the time. That's New York time, Eastern time, 8:48. All right. So, you know, people in school, college, high school, grammar, all the different grades, urged and encouraged by the teacher to learn from their mistakes, aren't they? That's the way of proper learning and teaching. You know, no, you don't do it this way. You do it that way. Oh, Johnny, you made a mistake. Now do it over. Don't be upset. Everybody makes mistakes. Oh, now you did it the right way. Look at that. See, you know what you just did, John? You learned from your mistake. And don't feel bad, because I'm a lot older than you. I had to learn from my mistake, too. You know, when I was your age, I did it the same way you did, and I made a mistake. And my teacher said the same thing to me. No, that's a mistake. Go back and do it again. And then she told me how smart I was. See? Let the politicians become as little children, like Jesus said, you know, and humble themselves. Humble themselves before the body of George Floyd, a man who suffered and died because of the horrible policies that have been in the police department too long. It must be changed. Jesus said it. Become as a little child. You know why he said that? Because children are innocent. They're humble. They're innocent. And you can mold them and teach them and show them the right way. That's what the politicians have to do. That's how they have to think. That's how they have to act. There's no shame in being a little child, a young child again, to learn and to realize that, hey, why is it this way? Why can't it be the other way? And look at that dog. That dog says that this person is agitated. You know, why? Why is this person agitated when there's a minority person in the room? Sure, it's work. Sure, you got to investigate it. But isn't it worth it? You save a life. You're going to send somebody out on the street who has hate in them? No. You got to do something about that. You got to make it so people trust the police again. It used to be that way. It was that way when I was a kid. You trusted a cop. He was your friend. Politicians are obligated to make it that way. And if it means training dogs to do it, to get an idea, is this person hostile? What's going on inside them? Why is the dog reacting like that? Because, you know, the dog's not going to react like that with everybody. They're only going to react to the person who has some kind of hateful feelings in them. That should be looked at. That should be used. Person puts their life on the line to be a cop. Everything counts. Not only to protect the public, protect the officers. You got one cop who hates, another one who doesn't. They go out together. What the hater guy does can very well reflect on the guy, on the officer who doesn't hate. I mean, look what happened. This one jackass killed Mr. Floyd. All the others are in trouble now, aren't they? They stood by and they let it happen. They made a serious mistake that cost a man his life. I just hope and pray they learn from that. That's the prayer of inner sight. And that's what we want. Learn from your mistakes, and it'll be a better world. Believe me. All right, inner sight around the world. Let's see, our phone number is 631-224-3090. If you've been on the line listening, we thank you for that so much. We have no engineer tonight. So we beg your indulgence, and we apologize that we couldn't take your phone call. But you can call the Inner Sight number and leave a voice message. And that's 631-224-3090. Leave a message with your opinion on tonight's show, whatever you want to say. And if we get the message, we'll pass it on. All right? Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening, being with us. And we hope that our engineer is feeling better. I do believe that she didn't feel well tonight. And we want to say hello to Marie, who is in the nursing home. We want to say hello to Rosie and Mary, our nursing home advocate, Maureen, who usually listens to the show. And we apologize that we don't have the phones on. Can't call in. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And we've been on, I don't know how many years now, on the podcast. At least 4 years, 5 years. Wow, has it been that long? I'm losing track of time. But I believe I'm getting younger. All right. And we hope that we are able to get through to some people and make a difference. That's what Inner Sight is about. To make a difference and to give people a purpose in life. And let people know that we're here, that we care about them. That we're in this together. There's no prejudice here, world. I wouldn't have it. You know, anybody who's with Inner Sight is prejudiced or a hater, I won't deal with them. They're out. I won't have it. Let them go and do something else. As far as I know, I don't know of anyone who is a hater affiliated with Inner Sight. And we intend to keep it that way. All right? Every organization should look at that. Find out if you got haters in your business, your group, you know? You don't want that. Learn from your mistakes. And we thank you for doing it. All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-24-3090. I want to thank my good friend Ira Tucker for promoting our show, and we'll keep you up to date with that. We're headed in the right direction in expanding Inner Sight. So we'll talk more about that as it comes along. Thank you so much. Be safe out there. Don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano, your apple cider vinegar. Two good ways to combat viruses. And thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. That's Joseph Arian's quote. And we know he's watching over all of us. You, Joe, we love you. Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.